Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei, and as Manchi Kitchel Pihariya, there was a suffix which day was really Rosh Hashanah, whether the first day or the second day. They had a real suffix. So did they really fast 2 days Yom Kippur? Gemara at the end of the first peri in Rosh Hashanah tells that Rabbo used to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. And 1 year it turned out that that was he fasted on the right day. Everybody else was eating on the second day, and that year the correct day for Rosh Hashanah was the second day, the correct day for Yom Kippur was the second day. And Yerushalmi quotes those who had a practice to fast 2 days on Yom Kippur. And Shulchan Aruch, they have a whole discussion about those people who fast 2 days Yom Kippur. How do you deal with them? Okay. Yeah, how come the Chachamim didn't... Okay, that's a Sakonis Tefoshis. There's people to fast 2 days in a row. A lot of people could die. So we understand why they didn't require everyone to fast. Why didn't they ask the Malacha 2 days Yom Kippur? You're not going to drop that from abstaining Malacha for 2 days. So apparently they never introduced the Yontav Sheni Shel Golias for Yom Kippur. So they're afraid of the suffix Sakonah. But what about the Issa Malacha? So the Netziv has on his commentary on Chumash, on Parshas Emor, he says that even Afilu Bezman Shekitcha Pi Haria, there really wasn't a real suffix when is Pesach and when is Rosh Hashanah, because Ador HaSamach LeNisan is always Chaser, and Elul is always Chaser. Once every 500 years, Elul would have 30 days, but they always avoided that. So you have a right to go Basar Roy 499 out of 500 times. Elul is going to be Chaser, so you have a right to go Basarev. So he says, Afilu Bezman Shekitcha Piyariya, there was never a real Sveka Diyamah. The whole thing was only a Chumer. Rashi in the first Perek in Masechus Beitza learns that the Gemara has a Machlokes where the Yontav Sheni Shel Golias Bezman Shekitcha Piyariya, when there was a real Sveka Diyamah, was it only the Rabbanan or was it only a Minig? Why isn't it a Sveka Deraisa the Chumer? So according to the Netziv, we understand why. Because the Ruba, maybe it wasn't 499 out of 500. Maybe it was 99 out of 100. Still, 99 out of 100 times. You have a right to follow the Roif, to observe Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, as if Elul was Chosen, to observe Pesach on the assumption that Adar HaSamach LeNisan was also Chosen. And it was only a Chumrah, either a Chumrah mid-Rabbanan or a Chumrah mid-Taminik. Rashi learned that's the Machlokes in the Gemara. As much a kitcho piyariya, whether Yontav Sheni was at the Rabbanan or Amiri Bizman Hazeh, after the establishment of the Luach Kavua, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu till the days of the Amoraim, till the days of Abai Verava. Abai Verava lived in Bavel. And they count out that they weren't being the Kaddish HaChedesh al piyariya. Kiddush HaChedesh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael are still being Mekadosh al Pihariya, and then during their lifetime, the Rama quotes this from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, during the lifetime of Abai Barabba, that's when they introduced the Luach Kavua, the Kiddush al Pihachejman that we have today. So, and the Gemara says at that time they asked the Shaila, they sent the Shaila to the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael, should we still continue to observe Yom Tusheni or not? It doesn't make any sense. There's no Sveka D'Yom at all. We know 1,000 years in advance when Yontav is going to be. There's no Sveka D'Yom. Whatever they had before doesn't apply at all. So that's Sholcha Mitam. They sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael b'mining avasecha midechem. You should still continue to observe Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. So Tosfos understood from Loshon HaGemara, Yisrael b'mining avasecha midechem, that Yontav Sheni today is only a minig. And the Ran and Sukkah disagrees. It says, what do you mean? That's the letter that they send. The word minig doesn't always mean minig. The word minig sometimes means a practice. So the Ran says, the letter that they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel read, that you should observe minig of Sechem Yom, you should observe the practice that your forefathers had to observe 2 days Yom. You should still continue to observe it. But it's not a minig, it's a takona of the Rabbanan. That's a machlokes, Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos claims that Yontav Sheni Shel Golias Bizman Hazeh, after the Kriyas Aluach, is a minig based on the Loshon HaGemara, the beginning of Beitz, Yizar b'minig avasechem yadechem. And Tosfos says, from the fact that we say a bracha, Ashir Kedushanu b'mitzvah Sitzvon, Alachilas Matzah, Alachilas Mare, you see, they can say Kedushanu b'mitzvah Sitzvonu on a minig. And the Ran, that's what the Rabbi Natam says, you can say a bracha, Ashir Kedushanu b'mitzvah Sitzvon, Likros Ahalo, on Rosh Chodesh, even though the Gemara said beferish that reciting Halal on Rosh Chodesh, Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. The Gemara says that Rav learned by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rav Ikla LeBavel. Rav originally came from Bavel, and then he went to Eretzot to learn by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and then he went back to Bavel to found a big yeshiva. Rav Shmuel, they both went to Bavel to two different cities, and each one founded a big yeshiva. So Rav Ikla LeBavel, and he came to Shul, and they didn't know the Hilchas Nida, they didn't know Hilchas Shabbos, Mukta, they didn't know anything. So Rav introduced a lot of chumras. Then he came to Shul once on Rosh Chodesh, they sang Halal on Rosh Chodesh. He said, there they go again, they don't know anything. They sang Halal on Rosh Chodesh. He never heard of it. He was an adult, he never heard of it. And so Rav Sukkina is going to tell him, you're making a mistake, you don't see Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Till he started skipping, then he realized one kasha for him is the other. They have a meaning that they say Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So that's what Tosfos raises the question. If Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, so maybe you shouldn't say a bracha. The Gemara says, we say Kedushana b'mitzvos v'tzivanu on Neiris Chanukah. Even though it's only the Rabban, we say Kedushana b'mitzvos v'tzivanu on Mikra Megillah. Even though it's only the Rabban. So the Gemara says, even on a mitzvah the Rabban, you still say Kedushana b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. What if it's only a minig? It's not even a chiyuv midi Rabbanan, it's a minig. So Tosfos says you still say a bracha v'haraya, that Tosfos holds that Yontif Shenei Shel Golias is only a minig, and you say everybody says a bracha shekashan tason al achilas matzah, al achilas marah, is a raya that you say kedushana b'mitzvos v'tzivan al aminig. And the Ran disagrees. The Ran holds that Yontif Shenei Shel Golias doesn't prove anything. The Chachmei Svarad had the practice that they read halal on Rosh Chodesh Chatzi Halal, they don't say a bracha. Mechaber writes like that. You don't say a bracha on Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh because it's only a minig. You only say a bracha on a takona de Rabban. Are you on Yantav Sheni? We do say a bracha. So the Ran says, no, Yantav Sheni is a takona de Rabban. The Rambam, they're asteris. So in one place the Rambam writes that Yantav Sheni Shel Golias is a minig, and in the other place the Rambam writes that it's a takona de Rabban. So it's the Rambam says if on a minig you don't say a bracha. The Rambam holds when you fulfill a minig on Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam says you don't say a bracha, because not even the Rabban. So from the fact that you say a bracha al achilas matzah, al achilas marah on the second night of Pesach, that should be a raya that Yontav Sheni Shel Golias is a takona de Rabban. So what does the Rambam write in the other place that Yontav Sheni is a minig? Well, so Leitchik thought there are two kinds of minhagim. He thought that sometimes there's a minig that the tzibur starts, like the minig to recite Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh didn't come from the Rabbanim. There were no Rabbanim in Bavel. And Rav came to Bavel, Rav Ikla LeBavel, he was shocked to see that they're saying Halal, so Rav Sukkina, he was going to stop them. So that was a minig that started from the tzibur. So that minig, the Rambam says, you don't say a bracha, you're not mechuyev. You can't say Kedushana b'tzvot tzivano, Eichon tzivano, you're not mechuyev. But Yantav Sheni Shel Golias, that was a minig that was introduced by the Chachamim. A minig that's introduced by the Chachamim, the Rambam writes that you have a lois asur. So if you have a lois asur, then the Gemara says you can say a bracha. The Gemara says, how can you say Kedushanam Nisosu Vitzivanu on Hadlokas Neiris Chanukin, Kedushanam Nisosu al Mikra Megillah? It's only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon Shalom didn't command us. The Gemara says, no, Rabbanon Shalom commanded us lois asur. And lois asur includes all the dinim, the Rabbanon. And the Chachamim told us that we have to light Neiris Chanukah and we have to read Mikra Megillah. So the Rambam understood that the two types of takon is the Rabbanon. Sometimes the Chachamim formulate a statement, we hereby proclaim that everyone should read the Megillah on Purim. Everybody should light Neiris Chanukah. And then sometimes you have a takon of the Rabbanon that they never formulated by making a statement. They just continue to observe Yantav Sheni. And they encourage everyone else to follow the way they're doing. So that's a minig. The Rambam, that's a minig, but it's a takana de Rabbanim. It's not a minig that the tzibur started. A minig that the Rabbanim instituted, and they wanted everybody else to observe the minig as well. So then it's a real takana de Rabbanim. So then you do say a bracha. So Yantav Sheni, the Rambam holds, is the Rabbanim, but he calls it a minig. It means it's a minig sheinigwa chachamim. And that's where the Rambam says on minhogim that the chachamim introduced. There's a din of lois asur. If the tzibur starts a minig on their own, how can you say lois asur? The Rabbanim didn't start that minig. Minig is a different. Minig is binding. The Gemara says minig is binding mitam neder. That's how the simple reading in the Gemara in Edorim. The Gemara says on daf tezvav that minig is binding mitam neder. That's how it's quoted in Yerudeya. The third chelik Yerudeya starts with Hilchas Shavuos and Hilchas Nedarim. So there's a whole siman reish yudalid that a minig is binding mitam neder, and if a person has a minig toiv, usually a neder you have to have levate bisvasayim. So how can a minig be binding mitam neder? He never said hareini mekabel al hareini noda hareini nishba. He never said. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's only midirabbanan. The meaning is binding mitam neder, there is only midirabbanan. There's a difficult tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, which the Pischei Tshuva happened to quote there in Reish Yud Dalet. The Chasam Sofer lived at a time that the Reform was picking up. So the Reform first started to pick on Minhagim. They wanted to do away with Kol Nidre. They said it's an embarrassment for the Jewish people that in business, the Jews cheat in business. They promised they're going to deliver the goods, they promised they're going to pay, but they said Kol Nidre, so they don't have to keep their promises. So it was a Chil Hashem. So they wanted to do away with Kol Nidre. So, and they at the same rabbinical conference, they wanted to do away with Kol Nidre, and they wanted to permit intermarriage. So the Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. He says, Oy, Kol Nidre is worse than the intermarriage. He says, the intermarriage, no one's going to listen to them. No one's going to listen. No one's going to intermarry. Now more than 50% of the Jews are intermarried. So he says, the intermarriage, no one's going to listen. The Kol Nidre, that's worse than everything. Doing away with Mahogany, that's worse. So and that's Simon in Yeriday, Reish Yud Dalet, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Balei HaTaisis, the Ran and the Dorm Daf Pei, Amid Beis, quotes this from the Balei HaTaisis, that that's how they understood the simple reading of the Gemara, Daf Tezvav in the Dorm, that Minig is binding Mitam Neder Midirabbanan. In our Torah, you have to have Nefesh Kisushova Levati Bisvasam, you have to pronounce it with your lips. If you don't say B'peh, if it's Goma B'libai, so there's no Neder, there's no Shvuah. But if he took a neder belief to bring a carbon oil, the Gemara says that is chal. That's a pasuk in Dibra. Yama kol nediv leiv oila seviu. Those who accepted upon themselves belief to bring a carbon oil, so they were mechuyev to bring it. So that's a din menator. Kol nediv leiv oila seviu. That's a din menator. So and then in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes. But if they make an appeal in shul and I make up my mind, I'm going to give so much money. If he's giving an appeal and I keep on changing my mind, first I thought I'll give $1,000, then I think I'll give $100, then I'll give $10. I keep on changing my mind. So that's not called Goma Beliba. Goma Beliba means I made up my mind it's going to be $1,000, so then, and tomorrow I want to change my mind. So that Goma Beliba, so we pass a Goma Beliba, is binding. That just like Kol Nediv Lev Oilu Seviu, if a person is menada to bring a Korban Oilu Belev, it's binding. Who adenam mitzdaka b'leiv is also binding if it was gama b'leiva. Not he keeps on changing his mind back and forth. He doesn't change his mind till tomorrow. So then that's gama b'leiva is chay. But if let's say a person makes up his mind, he's going to observe a minik toiv. A minik toiv is not chal b'leiv minator. That's only midirabbanan. The Gemara says minik is binding mitam ned. There is only midirabbanan. That's not minator because you're lacking levate bisvasayim. So the Chasam Sofer lived at the time that they were fighting reform. So the Pischei Tshuva there, Reish Yud Dalet, quoted Yoytze Min HaKlal, a Tshuva from the Chasam Sofer, contradicts another 25 Tshuvas from the Chasam Sofer. He says, not so. So he says, if you have a Sofik, the Rabbanon, you go to Kula. If you have a Sofik Minig, you have to go to Chumra. Because Minig is Mitam Neder, and Neder is the Raisa. So that's Sofik, the Raisa, the Chumra. So he wrote that because he's fighting reform. So he says, look, the reform started picking on Menhagen. They chiseled away, they said, it's only a minig, so that we can violate. So he wanted to be machmer, so he says, a minig is mochamed than a din derabbanan. You have another 25 tshuvas, where the Chasam Sofer says the normal way, the way everybody else says. You have dinim deraisa, mochamed, most chamed, dinim derabbanan, less chamed, and mehagim, less chamed than dinim derabbanan. A minig is not mochamed than a din derabbanan. A minig is not binding mitam nedem and atar. The Gemara says, ferish. The Gemara says, is there such a thing as bal yachel midirabbanan mi'ika? Is there such a thing as a neder binding with the rabban? The Gemara says yes. A minig is binding with tam neder. It's only with the rabban. So that's the way most assume that a minig is binding with tam neder. Is with the rabban. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold like that. There's a Tshuvas Rambam, but the Rambam had a different pshat in that whole Gemara and Daf Tezvav. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah has in Hilchos Shechita. He has Hilchos Shechita, then he lists off all the Hilchos Treifas. He says there are certain things that are treifa min HaTorah, certain things that are treifas min the Rabbanan, certain things that are treifa mitam minig. What happens if you have a certain disease in the animal? It comes up once a year. Such a shaila is going to come up. So the Rambam says, even if there's a minig not to eat it, the minig is not binding, because the minig is only binding on a dover hamotzui. A dover shein a motzui, a dover shein a rogil, a minig is not binding. Why should a minig not be binding on a dover shein a rogil? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that pshat in the Rambam was that his opinion is, that's how it says in the Tshuvas of Rambam, is that the Rambam's opinion is that a minig is not binding mitam deira. That's how the Ran and Daf Pei and Dorim quotes from the Balei HaTosis. A minig is binding mitam deira mirabbanan. The whole Siman Reshu Dalet is based on that Ran b'shem Balei HaTosis. But the Rambam doesn't hold from the whole story. The Rambam holds it's permissible to take a minig. One, the Gemara says in a certain sense it should be prohibited to take a neder. Kol anor dekilu bana bama. The Torah gave us 613 mitzvah. What are you taking a neder to aser potato chips? What are you taking a neder not to go to the wedding? Why are you taking new isurim? Lo dayecha ma she'asru alecha Torah, she'ata asru alecha dvarim hamutarim. Try to observe the 613 mitzvah. What are you taking more neder? So whenever you take a neder, it's kila bana bama, b'shasi sabama. So what are you adding on to the mitzvah satara? There's a little bit of a baltesiv, nonetheless. There's no isa, strictly speaking, there's no isa baltesif. If a person takes a neder, it's permissible. It looks, it smacks from baltesif. But you can't really say it's in violation of baltesif. So the Rambam in the Tshuva writes that it's permissible to introduce menhagim, just like, strictly speaking, it's permissible to take a neder. Just like there's no baltesif on the dorim. So that's what the Gemara meant to say. The minig is like a neder, not that it's binding mitam neder. No, it's not. He didn't have levate biswasayim. It's not binding, not min haTorah, not min haRabbanan. You're allowed to observe a minig. If it's a minig at tzibur, then the Rambam holds that it's an isa to violate it, because that's parish min haTzibur. Parish min darki haTzibur is a new isa. Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva writes that parish min darki haTzibur is going to go straight to Gehenna. So the rabbi asks, what is Parish Medak HaTzibur? What did he do? He's worshipping Avodah Zarah. He already said, one who worships Avodah Zarah goes to Gehenna. He's Mechal Shabbos. He already said that. What does he mean, Parish Medak HaTzibur? So the Rama means, no, he's observing all the 613 mitzvahs, but it's Parish Medak HaTzibur. He doesn't go along. He does everything in Yiddish. The expression is, Mach Shabbos Fazich. He's all by himself. He doesn't go along with the Tzibur. So Parish Medak HaTzibur, that's a separate Issa, the Rama holds. That's a separate Issa. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a tzibur. It wasn't given to Yechidim. So it was supposed to observe the mitzvahs as a tzibur. So a parish men atzibur is in a wisa. So the Rambam seems to hold that in Hogei HaYochid are not binding. It's permissible to observe a minig. In Hogei HaTzibur, you're not allowed to violate a minig atzibur because that's parish men darki atzibur. So then the Rambam adds on, but that's only if it's a dover harogil. If it'll be noticeable that it's parish men atzibur. Hashayla comes up once a year, once every 5 years they have such a treifas. So he says a minig is not binding on a dover shein motzi. If it's not, it doesn't come up so often, so it's not noticeable, it's not conspicuous that he's parish midarkei atzibur. The pashtus says that we shouldn't paskin like the Rambam, because in Yeridei Reishu Dalet we paskin like the Ran b'shem Balei HaTosis, that minig is binding mitam neder. That's the thrust of the whole siman Reishu Dalet. Minig is binding mitam neder. Difficulty is the Mogen Avram in one place in Hilchas Chanukah. Writes that like the Rambam. Magen Avraham writes, if a person benches on Shabbos and he forgot to say Ritzeis, he has to repeat the benching again. If a person benches on Chanukah, is he obligated to say Al HaNisim? So the Gemara says, not obligated, it's just a minig. In the Shemoneh Esrei, they made a takana, you have to say Al HaNisim. At Bichas HaMazon, the Gemara says in the Sugya of Memadlikin, Sugya of Chanukah, so the Gemara says they were never Mechayiv to say Al HaNisim at Bichas HaMazon, it's optional. If you want to, you may. And now the minig is that everybody says Al HaNisim. So the Magen Avraham has the following shaila. A guy's benching his Shabbos Chanukah, and he's benched, and he said Al HaNisim, and he got so exhausted from saying Al HaNisim, he forgot to say Ritzei. He has to bench a second time after the same meal. So when he benches the second time, and he makes sure he says Ritzei, does he have to bother to say Al HaNisim a second time? He already said Al HaNisim the first time. Does he have to say Al HaNisim a second time? So the Magen Avraham says he doesn't have to, because it's a minig is not binding, it's a dover shein rogil, that you bench twice after the same meal. Because it's Shabbos Chanukah and he has to bench a second time because he forgot to say. He already said Al HaNisim the first time, so he said dover shein rogil, not mechuyif. So the Nitziv points out that this Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham doesn't say it, but he's quoting a Rambam. So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas points out that this Magen Avraham is based on that Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, that by Treifus, a Dabashena Rogel, a Dabashena Matzei, the Binig is not binding. But we don't pass like that Rambam. We pass in a Minigah Yachid is binding. Not only a Minigah Tzibur when it based on Parish Medarkei Tzibur. Minigah Yachid is binding Meitam Neder. So Neder is binding even on a Dabashena Rogel. The meaning is that we require that we should say Allah Nisim whenever we bench on Chanukah. So the Pashtus is the Magen Avraham shouldn't have quoted them. There's a Perek Makom Shenogu in Psochim. So the Mishnah has one of them in Hogim that already existed, Bizman HaTanoim, is Hadlokas Neiris on Erev Yom Kippur. Hadlokas Neiris on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov is a Takon. Hadlokas Neiris on Erev Shabbos is a Takon of the Rabbanim. Tosis has 2 days where they say bracha na. Tosis in the beginning about Mamadlikim, where they say bracha na adlokas aneris. So one day in Tosis says, why should you say bracha na adlokas aneris? When you take a shower, look over Shabbos, when you set the table, when you put up the cholent, when you vacuum the rug, when you fix up the house, when you make everything neat, you say bracha. So why should you say bracha na adlokas aneris? It's a hachana for Shabbos. And we don't pass like that. We pass that you do say bracha. And Taisa explains why this was a takana miyuchedes that you have to be madlik neiris. Let's say if the elves came in, or the dwarfs, whoever, they came in and they brought the cholent, and they vacuumed the rug, and you don't need a shower, you're clean, somehow, you're clean. And the big dishabas are on, you have to take off the big dishabas, put them back on again. There's no takana scham. You have to prepare for Shabbos if you need preparation, if everything is already there. Someone brought gefilte fish, it's in the refrigerator, so you have to cook your own. They said, what are you going to do with the other? You're going to throw it out in the garbage. You can't eat so much. So if you have everything is all ready, there's no mitzvah to prepare. But Taisa says if the lights are lit on Erev Shabbos, part of the takanas chamim is you have to extinguish the lights and turn them on again on Shem Shabbos. There are more quotes in the Shulchan Aruch. That's why we say bracha, l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos, because adlakas haneris is a maisa mesuyim that the chachamim were misakein. And it's different from the shower, it's different from setting the table, and it's different from putting up the cholent and vacuuming the rug and so on. Special takon. So that's our practice. We say bracha l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos. On Yontif, they're different minhagim, different opinions. But they say bracha not. Chacham Avadya quotes that there were many Svardish poskim, many Svardish kehilas, where they didn't say bracha l'hadlik saner for Yontif. Yeah, why not? It's unclear. So some explain that it has to do historically, that the question is, did the bracha on Hadlokas Neir Shabbos really exist Bizman HaGemara? So some say that it was introduced Bizman HaGoyim when they were fighting against the Karoim, that the Karoim held L'Savar Eish B'chom HaShvaseichem B'yoyim HaShabbos means you're not allowed to leave any lights on in the house on Shabbos. So the Karoim used to eat cold food on Shabbos morning. On Friday night the food was warm. They used to sit in the dark on Friday night, because they held you're not allowed to leave any lights on, and on Shabbos morning the food was cold. So the Hotzi Mulibam Shalakaroim, that's what some historians suggest, and some of the Gdolim think so also, that they introduced the bracha at that time to demonstrate that there's nothing wrong, Adarab, you're doing the right thing, you should be Madlik. Rabbi Madlikin, you should be Madlik Neres. But on Yontif, the Karoim also agreed that you're allowed, it's a Malachas Echol Nefesh, they also agreed that you're allowed to leave the lights on. So there was no need for a bracha on Hadlokas Neiris on Yontif. That's what Chacham Avadya quotes, that some had the practice like that. So we assume that we say a bracha l'hadlik neir for Shabbos, l'hadlik neir for Yontif as well. Yom Kippur, there never was a takana. That's what you see from the Mishnah. Never was a takana to be madlokas haneiris for Yom Kippur, because the ikir Hadlokas haneiris is really b'mokam achila. So in Yom Kippur, you don't eat anything. Sometimes you madlik shalom b'makam achila. Sometimes you're going to eat by someone else, and you're going to eat out on Friday night. Then you're going to go to sleep in your own home. So you eat. So it's a toss up. You're supposed to do hadlaka b'beisa. You can't do hadlaka shalom b'beisa. So the question is, if you have a toss up, which is beisa? So the Gemara in Erevin has a whole sugya, makam achila versus makam shina, the place where you eat versus the place where you sleep. It does mean the bedroom versus the dining room. It means two different apartments. If you're sleeping in one place, eating in another place, Gemara's a whole machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, which is called Besa, which is called the Gemara. There's talking about Erev Chatzeres. Where does he have to participate in Erev Chatzeres? And which one is considered Besa, that you measure Tchum Shabbos? If you have a whole city, so all the people have the same Tchum Shabbos. Let's say you don't; it doesn't have the measurements of a city. So everybody measures Tchum Shabbos from his own home. So which is Beiso? Is Beiso the Makom Achila, the apartment where he eats? Or Beiso, he has two different apartments. One apartment he eats and one apartment he sleeps. So the Mishnah Brura quotes all of those Klolim, Benegeya too, Hadlokas Ne'er Shabbos. All the klolim apply. So one of the klolim is, if I'm only eating temporarily by the friends, and I'm going to sleep in my own home where I live kavua. So in that case, the mokum shina beats out the mokum achilo. So there are some times where your madlik has haneris not be mokum achilo, but the ikir hadlaka was really be mokum achilo, that he should enjoy the food. You should enjoy eating the food or on there. So on Yom Kippur, when you don't eat any food, so they won't ever misakein hadlokas on there. So the Mishnah in Mokum Shinoga says, Mokum Shinoga lahadlik berv Yom Kippur madlikim, Mokum Shinoga shalol lahadlik ein madlikim. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, there am sochem in Mokum Shinoga. In Shneyem, the both minhogim are based on the same thing. That one of the Chamisha Inuyim on Yom Kippur is Tashmish Amita. So some places they had a minhag that bedafki married people. The minhag to light neir is only married people. So the married people should dafki be madlik neir. So if the light is on, so it's also the shamish mitosa la'or on neir. So if he lights the neir, so he won't violate the inuy of tashmish amita. And the other mekaymus had a minhag that bedafki not to light, so he won't see how good looking his wife is, so he won't have a desire for her. If it'll be dark in the house, he won't see us, he won't have a desire. So the Rama quotes, that's what the Gemara says, that both minhagim are based on the same idea. They want to observe, they want to be mechazek, the inui of Tashmish Amita. So some had a minig bedavke yet to be madlik, some had a minig bedavke not to be madlik. So the Ramam says that you don't see a bracha. Mechaba says you don't see a bracha. Hadlokas haner, ner of Yom Kippur, since it's only a minig, so one doesn't say a bracha. What if it's Yom Kippur, Shecholi is b'Shabbos? So then you have the takonas chachamim of hadlokas on their erev Shabbos, even though you're not eating any meals. That's a machlekes in the Gemara. When Yom Kippur choli is b'Shabbos, you say the two minhagim still apply. Or no, it's a loyplug. Shabbos is a loyplug. So the Rambam paskin Shabbos is a loyplug. Mechaber paskin is like that also. When Yom Kippur choli is b'Shabbos, then everyone agrees that you do say a bracha. So that's lemaisa. That's the machlekes. Whether you say a bracha on a minig or not. Yantav Sheni Shogol is everybody says a bracha al achilas matzah, al achilas mara. Either because Yantav Sheni is a takana de Rabbanon, that's how the Ran says, and the Rambam like that. But Tosfos says that even though Yantav Sheni is only a minig, he do say a bracha al minig, because a minig is binding with the Rabbanon. A minig is binding mitam neder. Then you have to add on. A minig is binding mitam neder. There are two kinds of nidorim. There's nidre yisur and nidre mitzvah. Nidre yisur, a guy takes a neder not to eat the potato chips, not to eat cookies. So when he abstains from eating the cookies, potato chips, he doesn't have a kiyum mitzvah. Then there's nidre mitzvah. Nidre harshus, that's in Parshas Matos. Nidre mitzvah is in Chumash Dvarim. Where is it? How's it? The Ramban holds in the Sefer Mitzvah they should be counted as two different mitzvahs. He's masig on the Rambam. Why the Rambam only counts it as one mitzvah, to observe Nidorim. So Rav Soloveitchik said, even though the Rambam counts it as one, Pashtus says the Rambam also agrees with the Ramban, that there's a big difference, that Nidre Horshus, guy took a neder not to eat cookies. So when he doesn't eat the cookies, he doesn't have a mitzvah, he hasn't violated the Isser Esek. Chol HaYetz M'Pivyas is an Isser Esek. But if he took a Nidre mitzvah to give tzedakah, to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, what's V'sach HaTishma V'Asisa Kashen Adarta L'Hashem HaKech HaNadav Kashen Dibarta V'Ficha, that's a Kiyum Esek, that's a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So the Pashtus is that you don't say a bracha when you avoid violation of an Aver. Let's say a person shaves with an electric shaver. So he says a bracha, Shekudasham Satsasana Shalola Galech Bitar. He goes to a kosher restaurant and he buys kosher food. He says the bracha is a mitzvah, Shekudasham Satsasana Shalola Chamacholas Asuras. So the Rosh writes in the beginning of Ksubis, you never say a bracha on observance of a mitzvah sloisasi. That's what the Rosh is bothered with the kasha. How come he say in Bracha Serisin, Shekudasham Vitzivano Al HaRoyas? He says a bracha that we're not going to violate Gili Arais. You never say a bracha on an Isser. Vasolonos Harusos. He said, Bracha, we're going to observe the din de rabbanon that you're not allowed to live with the arusam. So the Rosh says a different kind of a mitzvah. It's not a bichas ha-mitzvah. It's a bichas ha-shevach v'haidor. We're saying a bracha over the institution of marriage, that the marriage that the Jews have is totally different from issues of the B'nai Naim. You don't see a bracha in observance of avoiding a violation of an isser. So if Tosfos would hold that a minig is binding mitam neder mit the rabbanon and nidrei harshus, he didn't violate the neder. So how do you say a bracha on a minig? The answer is no. Minig is mitam neder mit the rabbanon is called nidrei mitzvah. It's called nidrei mitzvah. Nidrei mitzvah is a kiyum esei. Mitzvah secha tishma. Nidrei mitzvah is a kiyum esei. That's how the Ramban writes. So that's why Tosfos holds that you can't say a bracha. So the Ramor writes that the minig of Ashkenazim is that when you do hadlokas haneris on Erev Yom Kippur, even not pchali is b'shamis, say a bracha on hadlokas haneris because it's a mokum shenoga lahadlik madlikim. That's the minig of mokum, that we are madlik. Our meaning is we are madlik, married people are madlik on Erev Yom Kippur because of the tashma shamito, and you do say a bracha. And Sfardim follow the Ramam, that the Mechaber, that they don't say a bracha on minhagim. I don't think so. The meaning is only for married people. That's how the Gemara says. The meaning is only for married people. On Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to have a suda. The Gemara learns that from Psukim. Some say it's only an asmachta, others hold it's a real din deraisa to have a suda on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a big discussion. Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva. A woman wasn't feeling so well, so she really didn't want to. She would have felt better. She would have fasted on Erev Yom Kippur. She didn't want to eat. So Rabbi Kivega discusses, should I say it's a mitzvah seses shazan gramas, the women are potter? Or should I say that maybe the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a hachana for the tonis? So since the women are mechuyev in the tonis, are they mechuyev to eat on Erev Yom Kippur also? That's how some rishonim and acharonim say it's a hachana for the tonis. That's why there's a machlokes. The Ramah has this, there's machlokes whether the mitzvah to eat the suit on Erev Yom Kippur is only by Yom, on Erev Yom Kippur. When is Yom Kippur next week? On Wednesday. It's only Tuesday in the daytime. What about Monday night? Hayom halach achar alayla, so Monday night belongs to Tuesday. So do you say, oh, Monday night is Erev Yom Kippur? So it's part of the chiyuv to have a suit at Monday night and Tuesday. But if it's for the purpose of hachana for the tonis, what you're going to eat on Monday night is not going to help you for the fasting on Tuesday. If you hold that it's a psayontif, you're supposed to eat, it's a yontif. Some rishonim say, Yom Kippur is a yontif, you really should have had achila shtia, but you're not allowed to, so we observed achila shtia of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. So it's laila vayom. So the Ramor writes, these are the two minhagim. The yekis have the meaning that they say 2 hours slichas. On Erev Yom Kippur, very long slichas. And the rest of the world has the meaning that you say very brief slichas. So the Ramah says that it depends on this issue, whether the slichas you're supposed to say balaylom. So do you say that Leil, Monday night, is already a yontif? The Erev Yom Kippur is a yontif. We're observing a yontif. So Erev Yom Kippur, the yontif is Laila Viyom, so that's why you should say very brief slichas. Oh no. The yontif only begins in the daytime, and laila is not yontif. So since as you're approaching Yom Kippur, so you should be marbe b'slichas. You say more slichas. So Ramah presents that these are the two menhagim. Whether you say the long slichas or the short slichas on Erev Yom Kippur. Rabbi Schwab used to be the rabbi here in the neighborhood by the Yekas, so he used to have the line that if you only wait 3 hours in between fleishiks and milchas, then you gotta say the long slichas on Erev Yom Kippur. You can't take both of the kulas. Can't take the kulas to say the short slichas, 20-minute slichas, and then only wait 3 hours. Okay. So Erev Yom Kippur, they quote in the Sefer Tnuas Amusa, they quote that Rabbi Saul Salanta felt that it's a mitzvah to eat all day long on Erev Yom Kippur. He had an all day long taffy. He was sucking on a lollipop all day long. So someone mentioned it to Rabbi Soloveitchik. They didn't tell him Rabbi Saul Salanta did it. So he made a face and he said, I don't believe it. That's what the Chazal meant. No, you have a B'kovah D'Gesud on Erev Yom Kippur. You're not supposed to be a Chazer, to nash all day long. He thought that was disgusting. But that's what they quote. I don't know if all the stories are authentic. That's what they quote in Tnuas Amos. He thought that it's a mitzvah to eat all day long on Erev Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, as we approach Yom Kippur Balayla, we have a meaning we say Kol Nidre. So there are two versions of the Kol Nidre. The old Nusach and the new Nusach that was changed by the Rabbeinu Tam. The old Nusach, they used to say Kol Nidre as a Hataras Nedarim, on the Nedarim that were taken in the course of the past year. Yom Kippurim Shoavar Ad Yom Kippurim Hazeh. And in Hataras Nedarim, it says in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea that the meaning is that you say Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach three times. Why? To be mechazik, because the tzedukim didn't believe in Hataras Nedarim, because it's all purely Torah Shebal Peh. The Mishnah says, the last Mishnah says in the first paragraph in Chagiga, Het in the Dorim Porchim Bo Avir. Ve'en Lahem Al Meshe Yismoch. Porchim Bo Avir means it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Just transmitted orally, Torah Shebal Peh, Porchim Bo Avir, speech. And there's no pasuk in Chumash that is based on. There's no drasha. You have Torah Shebal Peh that's based on psukim, drasha is from psukim, and then you have Torah Shebal Peh, pure tradition. The Gemara quotes other Tanoim who disagree with the Mishnah. Yesh lam al meshe yismocho, that Hataras Nedarim is based on a drasha from a pasuk. But the Mishnah holds, Het in the dar parchem ba'avir, ve'elam al meshe yismocho, it's not based on a drasha from a pasuk. It's purely Torah Shebal Peh. So needless to say, the tzedukim and the karoim throughout all the generations didn't believe in Hataras Nedarim. So whenever there's something that the Chachamim have a tradition about, and we insist on observing it, and we know that Tzukim don't believe in it, so we emphasize it, and we do it three times, like Ktziras HaOmer is Deicha Shabbos. According to the Tzedukim, is Man Baishani, Ktziras HaOmer always took place on Matzoi Shabbos, and Ktziras HaOmer always began on a Sunday, and Shavuos was always on a Sunday. In Marchos HaShabbos, that's the way they read the puzzle, Marchos HaShabbos. So they never had Ktziras HaOmer on any other day other than Matzoi Shabbos. And the Mishnah describes them when they used to do Ktziras HaOmer, six out of seven times it was not on a Matzoi Shabbos. It was 7 days in the week. Most of the time it was on a weekday, some other day, other than Matzoi Shabbos. So every time they did Ktziras HaOmer, they had a big hullabaloo. They gathered everybody together, and the representative of the Bezin would say, Magol Zeh, should I cut the tour? He would ask everything three times. And then if it's Shabbos, he would say, even though it's Shabbos, he would emphasize everything three times. So the Vilna Gaon writes there in Yeridea, in the Bi'ur Rabbah, then whenever we do something that's based on Torah Shebal Peh, and it's against the Tzedukim, against the Karaim, so we, for emphasis, we'll say it three times. So that's why the Mechaber says the meaning is that you say three times, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. To emphasize that we subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh, and the Hataras Nedarim is legitimate. In all of the machzorim they have, when you make the Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so you say three times. You already said three times, so you say three times, saying it nine times. So you don't have to say it nine times. It says, Hakol Mechulam Lecha, Hakol Shem Lecha, Hakol Matorim Lecha. So you already said it three times. Then it says, say that paragraph three times. That's a mistake. The Achrenim point that. If he said it once, it already has three times. So that's why the old meaning was that Kol Nidre was Hataras Nedarim, and you're not allowed to be Matan Nedarim on Shabbos Yantav Yom Kippur unless it's Litzarech Hayom. So at least the first time Kol Nidre should be completed before the Shkia. You should say the first Kol Nidre before the Shkia. The second and the third is just a minik for emphasis, so that you can say after the Shkia. And that's the reason why you said three times, because Hataras Nedarim you always say three times. Then came the Rabbeinu Tam, the father Rabbi Natan, Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir was Rashi's son-in-law, and he had Rabbi Natan was one son, and the Rashbam was the older than Rabbi Natan. Rabbeinu Tam was much younger than the Rashbam. So Rabbeinu Meir with the Rabbeinu Tam, they changed the minhag. They said that that's not what Kol Nidre is all about. Kol Nidre is really a Mesiras Maido. The Gemara, that's what we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah. After we make the Hataras Nedarim, then we make a statement that any neder that I take in the course of the coming year, I want you to know, should be batul mevutul. So that's Mesiras Maido. That's a Gemara in the Dorim, in the Chofs. The Gemara says if a person wants to do a trick, he can be Moisa Maido in the beginning of the year, Bereishata at the beginning of the year, make a declaration that any Nedarim I take in the course of the year should be null and void.
Maybe it's
another
reason
you asked them before Shkia, because
it's
going to
be
Yantif.
Isn't the
problem
of Yeshivas
Bezdin
at night anyway,
to be Matan Nedarim? Hataras Nedarim is a Maisa Bezdin, and nonetheless the Gemara says Balayla is okay. It's an exception to the rule. Kroivim also are okay. If I had my father as one of the three members of the Bezdin, the Gemara says also even though a Korev cannot serve on a Bezdin for a relative of his, so the Gemara says a Korev is good. The Gemara never says what if two members of the Bezdin are Korevim to each other. That doesn't say in the Gemara. That's Rabbaron Soloveitchik had a Chiddush. He thought that that's not allowed. Because Rabbi Kivega writes there in Hilchas on Yeridea, on the bottom of the page, Rabbi Kivega writes, you allow a Bezdin of three to be Mataneta for me, even though one of the members of the Bezdin is my father, my brother, because that Bezdin is a good Bezdin for someone else. They're not related. But Rabbi Kivega says, let's say you'll have a woman as one of the three people on the Bezdin. So we are the two opinions in Tosfos where the woman can serve as part of the Bezdin. So we usually assume women cannot be part of the Bezdin. So women can't be part of the Bezdin, any Bezdin. So it's no good for Hataras and Dharam either. So Baron Soloveitchik said, who had the Nami? If two members of the Bezdin are Krovim to each other, he thought that would not be acceptable. The Gemara just says, the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch says it's an exception to the rule. We allow, if a member of the Bezdin is a Korev to the Baal HaNeder, that we allow. Because Rabbi Kivega says the Bezdin would have been good, it's a perfect Bezdin for some other case. So by Nedarim, we're Matir. The Gemara says we allow Laila and we allow Korev, even though it's a Maisa Bezdin, yeah. So Rabbi Natam, with his father, Rabbi Meir, they changed the minig, they changed the nusach, that you say, kol nedarim, the nedar ud nishtaba should be in the future, not the nedar no the ishtabana in the past. Not any nedarim that we took in the course of the past year. We're taking the Yom Kippurim, Zad Yom Kippurim, Pabo Aleinu L'Toivah, from this Yom Kippur to next Yom Kippur, and you have to change all the verbs to Loshen Osid. So the Chayyadim says you should really say both. You should retain the old minig and add on the Nusach Rabbi Natan. So he touches it up. You say it twice. Kol nidrei sorry shvuim kunei dinadai nishtabana uden miyam kippurim shav yam kippurim hazeh uden edo uden nishtaba uden nachrim al nafshah son miyam kippurim zah yam kippurim b'hawal lain ala type. You should say both. Okay. Because Rabbi Natan says why should we make Hataras Nedarim in the middle of the night? Why should we make Hataras Nedarim on Erev Yom Kippur? So he says it's based on the Gemara that if you want Bereshat at the beginning of the year, Bereshat at Dan Salamin Rosh Hashanah, Bereshat at the beginning of the year, Erev Yom Kippur is also the beginning of the year. So at the beginning of the year, you should make such a declaration, and in the Dharma, take in the future, it should be null and void. Yeah, why don't we rely on this? Any nether attack should be null and void. So there are different opinions. What does it help for? If you're Moisa Medor in the future, what does it help? So some Rishonim hold that it helps only if you forgot. If at the time I took the nether, I forgot that I said Kol Nidre. But if I say the nether knowing that I said Kol Nidre, then I'm a Vatla Mesiris Medor. There's a Bitl Medor. Now the Rishonim say the reverse, that it only the Kol Nidre only helps. The Rambam says Kol Nidre only helps if at the time that he takes the neder he remembers that he said Kol Nidre, and he wants the neder to be null and void when he's saying it. He doesn't want it to be binding, but that's Dram Shebelev. So if beginning of the year he said Kol any neder I take should be null and void, and then at the time that he takes the neder he has in mind I'm relying on the Kol Nidre. So then the neder is not valid. So because the opposite shittas, so when is the Kol Nidre effective to prevent the neder from being chal? It's only effective if he did remember that he said Kol Nidre. Only effective if he didn't remember saying Kol Nidre. Opposite shittas. So that's why we don't rely on it, but we do it in advance because the Gemara recommends that you should do it. The Gemara in the Dorm says that's what you should do. So that's the Chayyadam's, that's what the meaning in Yeshiva is, that the one who says Kol Nidre says the Nusach of the Chayyadam. You say both Yom Kippurim Shav and Yom Kippurim Zeh. You say Balash and Ovar, Hataras and Dharm, that's why you say three times. And the first time you do Mibod Yom, and then you say Yom Kippurim Zeh, Yom Kippurim Habal, Leinu L'Toivah, and you change all the verbs to Lash and Osid.
We constantly complete the Dina, whether
a
mysterious
window
works or not. How does it say in
Yerideya? I don't remember. Got to look in Shulchan Aruch, see what it says. But there are, in the Rishonim, there are opposite shitas, akotza lakotza, opposite from each other. When is it effective?
So according to the other Rishonim, a person would almost never have to be makir neder, unless a person like remembered and shita wanted to make it neder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Gemara in Erevin has a suffix where they say Shechiyana on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Gemara said, what do you mean? So what did you do last year? Everybody was born yesterday. Nobody remembers what they said Shechiyana last year. The Gemara says, no, Abad Shechiyana is a Rishus. It's Loigara from a Pichadosh. When you see a new fruit. So Medina the Gemara, you say Shechiyana when you see the new fruit, even if you're allergic to it, even if you can't afford it, even if you don't like it, whatever. It has nothing to do with the excitement when you eat. Get so excited when he eats tomatoes, when he eats potatoes. You say Shechiyana on vegetables also. What is he so excited? Or fruits, what is he so excited when he sees a new fruit? So the Mefarshim explained, he's excited that he realizes that he survived to see the new watermelon season. I mean, he lived to see another year. So when he sees the new fruits being sold in the store, he sees in front of him that he realizes that he lived another year. He was zeicha to see another year again. So strictly speaking, he says Shechiyano when you see the Pichadosh. So the Gemara says that Shechiyano is only Rishus. That's not a Choivam. Shechiyano on Pesach Shavuot Sukkis is a Choivam. Shechiyano on Pichadosh is only Rishus. So the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Laigora from Rapi Chadosh. For sure, everybody said Shechiyana last year. The Shaila was it a Chayva or is it a Rishus? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's a Chayva. What exactly is the Pilpul, whether it's a Chayva or a Rishus? So some Rishanim say that the Sofik in the Gemara was whether there's a Chiyav Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You know, it says v'samachta b'chagecha on Sukkos in Shalosh Regalim hukshu adodi. So there's a chiyuv simcha on all Shalosh Regalim, and that's why the Mishnah says in Moed Katan that if a person is in the middle of Shiva, in the middle of Shloshim, and it comes Yontav Shalosh Regalim, so it cancels the Avelus. It cancels the Avelus because Yontav has a chiyuv simcha, and simcha and Avelus are tied to this has. So that's why Yontav cancels. Shabbos does not cancel Avelus. And it's not because if Shabbos would cancel Avelus that you would never have Shiva, you would never have Shloshim. That's not the reason why. The official reason, Tosfos quotes from Yerushalmi, is because on Yom Tov there's a Chiyuv Simcha, on Shabbos there's no Chiyuv Simcha. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur cancel Avelus or not. Is there a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also or not? So we Paskin, the Gemara there Paskin, is like the Tanaim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also cancel Avelus. But one could say that's because halachic there are mekel ba'avil. Maybe only in Beniget Tavelis we say that there's a chiyuv simcha Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Is there really not in the context of Hilchos Tavelis? Would we say that there is a chiyuv simcha? So some Rishonim say that that was the Gemara Sofik in Erev and Daf Mem, whether Shechiyana was a chayv on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If there's a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then you mechuyev to say Shechiyana. And that's how the Gemara comes to the Maskana. You mechuyev to say Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So the Gemara there has a discussion. When you say Shechiyanu, do you say Alakos? Strictly speaking, the Gemara says you can say Shechiyanu on Pesach Shlo Sukkos Omra Afila Bashuk while you're walking in the street. But if you say the Shechiyanu to say Alakos, like we do at the end of the Kiddush, then you enhance the Chashivas of the Bracha, and it's more Chashuv. So that's what we do on Rosh Hashanah. What about Yom Kippur? Should you say Shechiyanu while a kos? So the Gemara says, who's going to drink the kos? If a person is going to say Shechiyanu, then he's mekabel tosefes Yom Kippur. You can't say Shechiyanu, have in mind you don't want to be mekabel Yom Kippur. You only say Shechiyanu on Yom Kippur. So even if it's a half an hour before the Shki, once you say Shechiyanu, you can't drink a kos. So the Gemara says, well, hamavarch tzor sheyitam, maybe we should say Shechiyanu while a kos and give the cup of wine to a child who's not fasting anyway. So your yotze, they require that hamavarch tzor sheyitam as long as some Jewish person drinks the wine. So it doesn't have to be an adult. So maybe every Leil Yom Kippur we should say Shechiyanu v'al hakos to enhance the chashivas of the bracha, and then give the kos yain to a child who's not fasting anyway. So the Gemara says that's a very bad chinuch, because the child is going to grow up and he's going to remember, the rabbi gave me the kos of wine to drink. He's going to continue to drink the wine even after his bar mitzvah. So we shouldn't do that. So that's why on Leil Yom Kippur we say Shechiyanu Shalom Lakos. But strictly speaking, it's really on the Shalosh Regalim also, and Rosh Hashanah also. The Shechiyanu is Amar Afila Bashuk. We do a Hidur by saving the Shechiyanu to the end of Kiddush, so we enhance the Chashivas of the Bracha, we have it recited Alakos. It's this Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem that the Halachas Gedolos derive from this Gemara, that when a woman benches licht, she says, La'ad l'gnesh al Shabbos, it becomes Tosefes Shabbos Bal Korcha. He says, Bahag says it becomes Tosef Shabbos Bal Kocha for the whole family. No one's allowed to do Malacha after the woman benches Lich. Tosef Shabbos Bal Kocha. The practice was in the days of the Rishonim, they were machmer for the halachas gedolos. So they used to daven mincha in shul, then they used to send one of the children home to tell the mother she should bench licht. Because if the mother's going to bench licht first, then they're not allowed to daven tefillas chol, be a Shabbos. They're not allowed to daven mincha. So the Rishonim quote, they used to be choshish for this bahag all the way, that hadlokas haneris is kabbalas tasef and Shabbos bal korcho for all the bnei abayis. So lemaisa, we don't observe that. We're only machmer for half of the Bahag, that he says it's Kabbalah Tasef Shabbos for the woman. It's not for the rest of the members of the family. So the woman can bench licht the half an hour before the shkia, and the husband will go to shul and daven mincha. That's not a problem. But for the woman herself, unless it's a shas hadchak, the proper thing is to be machmer like the Bahag, that she shouldn't do malacha. If it's a big shas hadchak, so then she should have in mind, she should make it tonight, and have in mind that she doesn't want to be Mekabel Tasef Shabbos. But that's against the Bahag. The Bahag holds that there's no such thing. Just like reciting of Shachyanu on Erev Yom Kippur is Kabbalah Tosefes Yom Kippur Bal Korchoi, so the Bahag is of the opinion Hadlokas Aneris on every Erev Shabbos or every Erev Yantim is also Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos Bal Korchoi. The other Rishonim disagree. Shachyanu has to be recited on Yom Kippur. So if you say Shachyanu an hour before, obviously you're accepting Yom Kippur. Otherwise, the Shachyanu is a brachal of Atola. So that's why the Gemara says, once he says Shachyanu, he can't drink the cup of wine. So he can't say Shachyanu al Ayayin and drink the wine, because it's Kabbalah Tosefes Yom Kippur Bal Korchem. But Halakas HaNeris is done on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Shabbos. So why should Hadlokas, why should the bracha L'Hadlik Nesh al Shabbos, why should the Hadlokah with the bracha L'Hadlik Nesh, why should that constitute Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos Bal Korchem? That's what Rav HaRishonim disagree with the Bahag. But the Bahag, Taisus always has a lashon called Dvar Dibri Kabbalah. We always try to be choshish for the, out of respect for the Bahag. We have respect for other rabbis. The Bahag says that a woman shouldn't read the Megillah for men. Some rabbis don't have respect for the Bahag. So they want to show the Bahag is wrong. So they have a woman read the Megillah, but Dafke to show. We are respectful of the other opinion. We say, even though we don't paskin like the Bahag, we paskin that a woman can be Moitzi Amen Mikra Megillah, but out of respect for the Bahag, so we don't have a woman read the Megillah for men. Called Dvar Dibri Kabbalah. So this Hag also, it's a difficult Bahag, but out of respect for his Shita, so it says, unless it's a big Shas Hadchak, the woman who benches Licht should not make it tonight. If a woman benches Licht on Erev Yom Kippur, and she wants to drive to shul, she shouldn't say Shachyanu. She shouldn't say Shachyanu. Many women have the practice, they always say Shachyanu when they madlik neiris on Erev Yontif. So on any other Erev Yontif, once you say Shachyanu, it's Yontif. That's the Gemara. You can't say Shachyanu and have in mind that you don't want to be Mekabel Yontif. So if the woman plans to drive to shul after she did halakas on neiris on Erev Yom Kippur, for sure she shouldn't say Shachyanu. Everybody else says Shachyanu and Shul. The meaning is that everybody says at the same time. The Chazan says Shachyanu out loud, so the Achranim say everybody should say Shachyanu simultaneously with the Chazan and then finish before the Chazan so they'll be able to answer Amen. Because if you're going to wait till after the Chazan says Shachyanu, then we're going to say Amen, then we're going to say the Bracha Shachyanu. So there are, we spoke about it when we learned Rosh Hashanah last week. The Gemara sounds like it says that if you all mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavana, then not only do you not need Kavana when you do a mitzvah, even Shemeh Kaina, you would be Yotze without Kavana, Lahoitze, and without Kavana Latzis. So if the Chazan says Shachyan and I say Amen, I would be Yotze the Bracha, even though I didn't have Kavana Latzis, I would be Yotze the Bracha. We usually assume, like the Balamor, no, they're two different dinim. Shemeh Kohen only works if you have Kavanah Lohoitzi and Kavanah Lohoitzi, but it doesn't say that in the Gemara. That's what the Baal Amora says. The Gemara says that it's the same Shaila. If you hold mitzvah, Saint Tzrichas Kavanah, then you Yotze. If you hear a bracha from someone else, you Yotze ready the bracha. So that's what the Achranim say. You should really finish your own. You should say Shachyanu simultaneously with the Chazan and finish before he finishes his. So then when he says, when he finishes Shachyanu, you say Amen. There's no Shaila of you saying a bracha levatol. Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik used to insist that everybody should say the bracha with the chazan there, just like on Leil Yom Kippur, the Achranim say you should say the bracha with the chazan. He said everyone should say with the chazan. He said you should finish before the chazan. And then when the chazan finishes the bracha, the cross of Hallel, then you should say Amen. So that's a question whether Ani Asa Amen in between. I'm going to say a bracha, the cross of Hallel, and I didn't start saying Halleluka Hallelav De Hashem. And I'm answering Amen to a bracha that someone else said. Is that a hefsik or not? Someone else says Asha Yotzar, Asha Hakala Bar Nefesh, says for sure it's a hefsik. But the question is, he's saying the same bracha that I just said. I want my bracha, Likra Sahal, to be mitzurf to my halal. I'm going to say Amen to his bracha, which was also Likra Sahal. Was that a hefsik or not? Let's say, put on the shal yad, you're not allowed to talk before you put on the shal rosh. Someone else says the bracha, la niach tefillin, out loud. Is that a hefsik or not? So that's a machloikas achreinim. The Mincha Saluza has achieved. The Minkacha has achieved. He says the Ipaskin is not a hefsik. Rav Soloveitchik also thought it's not a hefsik. I was very surprised. The Stipler had that practice. The Stipler also did like that. He was hard of hearing. So on Purim, when he heard the Megillah, he didn't lay by himself. So he used to say the brachas. He said the three brachas by himself. Then he would listen to the chazan. Say the three, after he finished the three brachas, he would listen to the chazan say the three brachas. He would say Amen three times. Then he would listen to the Baal Kirei lay in the Megillah. So he didn't consider it a hefsik, like Rav Soloveitchik. He didn't consider it a hefsik to say Amen to the bracha that he just said, you know, it's in between his Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. Because it's the same Birchas HaMitzvah that he said. The chazan is saying the same Birchas HaMitzvah that he said. But that's a machlokes achreinim. The meaning is that the men didn't have mincha yet, so they got it. So it's built in. It's as if they said it tonight that they had. They're not mekabel Shabbos. Otherwise, they're not allowed to daven mincha. You're not allowed to daven tefillas chol. If you did, then he should. More correct is he should do like the Bahar. He should be mekabel Shabbos when he's madlik as haneiros. Yeah, but usually they didn't have an early minyan and a late minyan. They had the late minyan. So by all the men, it was like a built-in tonight that they're not mekabel Shabbos because they didn't daven mincha yet. For those who did daven mincha, they should follow the Baha. Balamor is the one who came up with this. Even if the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim told about the Keir, Ichabin et Tekali, have in mind to be Moitzi me when you blow the Shofar. So you see, need Kavana Lohoitzi. So the Balamor said, that's a different din, as unrelated to mitzvah sichas kavana. Mitzvah sichas kavana and sichas kavana, that's if I'm doing the mitzvah myself. But if he's saying kiddush and I'm the yotze with his kiddush, for sure he needs kavana lohoitzi. Everyone agrees you need kavana lohoitzi. That's what the Balamor claims when you get to the maskanas ha-sugya in Rosh Hashanah. There's a sugya at the end of the third parak about mitzvah sichas kavana. So the Balamor claims that's when you get to the maskanas. But in the tchilas ha-sugya, it's clearly not so. The tchilas ha-sugya, the Gemara assumes that if mitzvah is ain't sviches kavana, you don't have to have kavana lohoitzi and kavana lotzeis, even when someone else is saying kiddush. I hear him say kiddush, so I'm yotze already. On Yom Kippur, the Rambam quotes in the beginning of Hilchas Shvi'is HaSasa, he says, there's a mitzvah's essay not to do malach on Yom Kippur, and a mitzvah's lois essay not to do malach. And then there are four mitzvahs on Yom Kippur. Then there's a mitzvah's essay lehisanas boy to observe iser achilas shtia, and a mitzvah's lois essay not to eat. Yeah, the mitzvah's lois essay not to eat is very unclear. Where does it say that? It's a beferish in Mishnah. Elohein aloikin, who gets malchus? One who violates a lois essay. So it says one who eats on Yom Kippur gets malchus. That's the Beferish and Mishnah. So obviously there is a lav. So the Gemara goes fishing. Where exactly is the lav? The Rambam quotes, "Hanefesh asher lo seuna." There you have it. Lo seuna. That's not a lav. Hanefesh asher lo seuna unichrasa. So that's a problematic Rambam. How did he get a lav from that pasuk? But that's from the Mishnah we see. There's an essay and a lois essay on malacha. That's clear in the Chumash, and an essay and a lois essay on achila shtia. Inuyim, the Inuyim. The Inuyim, the Gemara says, there are Chamisha Inuyim. Achila Shtia is one. Then you have the other Inuyim. So the other Inuim is a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether everything is deraisa or only Achidu Shtiyah is deraisa. The Gemara says in the Dorim, should have been in Yuma, but it's not, it's in the Dorim. Gemara says in the Dorim that the Isa Koris HaNefesh HaShlosuni B'Nichrus HaNefesh HaHi, Koris is only if one violates Achidu Shtiyah, if you eat or you drink on Yom Kippur. But if you violate the Sicha, Rechitza, Sicha, Nil, Sasana, Tashman, Shamita, the other Inuim, there's no Koris. So this led the Rabbi Natam to understand that the Shari Nuyim is only the Rabban. How can it be that you have one pasuk that says Nisim es nafsh sechem, and it means five things, then it's a nafsh lo sun, and v'nichreso only goes on one and doesn't go on all? Other Rishonim hold it's not such a shtarki kasha. The Rambam is mashma beferish that all chamisha inuyim are deraisa, and the Achilushti has chorus, and the other four don't have chorus. And ishken kasha, you have an isa dam. So the pasuk says whoever eats dam is chayv koris, but there are different kinds of dam. So sometimes dam shanashama yotzibo is koris, and dam halev, when you shecht an animal, you take out the heart, so the blood in the heart is koris. The rest of the blood, if you don't salt the animal, and you squeeze out the blood you drink it, that's dam evarim, and that there is no koris, even though it's an isa deraisa. So you can have one pasuk that asks all kinds of dam. And sometimes it has chorus, sometimes it does not chorus. It's not so, the kasha is not so insurmountable. The Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. How can you say that all the chamish inuim are deraisa if the Gemara says in the Dharma that there's only chorus on Achilu Shtiyah, there's no chorus on the others? So the Rambam seems to hold that that all the chamish inuim are deraisa. And the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos hold that it's all the Rabbanim. The Rishonim, the first Tosfos Rishonim on the first Mishnah and the last Perek. Most of Yuma, the first seven Prokim, is all about the Avodas Yom Kippurim, about the Hakrovas HaKarbonis. And the last Perek is about the Chamisha Inuim. So the first Tosfos Rishonim on the last Perek, on the eighth Perek, and the first Ran on the Rif. The Rif only has on the last Perek, the Perek that's Negeh HaLoch LaMaisa. So the first Ran and the first Tosfos Rishonim, they quote this Machloikis. But the Chamisha Inuim is the Raya, the Rabbanan. They bring the Raya. The Mishnah says that a Kala, the first 30 days after the wedding, is allowed to wash her face on Yom Kippur. And the Melech washes his face. And a Chaya, a woman who just had a baby, is allowed to wear shoes. What is the suffix? Sakonas Nefoshes? If the Kala doesn't wash her face, the Chasin is going to kill her. So what does she have to wash her face? What's the Melech has to wash his face? Melech biyofyo techazena inecha. There's not a pikoch nefesh. If it's an isa deraisa, it should only be mutter if you have a suffix sakana or a vadai sakana. How come you have these coolest? So that's what some of the Rishonim said. It's a right that it's only the Rabbanon. If it would have been deraisa, how can you have a heter for the Melech and for the Kala and for the Chaya, for the woman who just gave birth to a baby? So what does the Rambam do with the Mishnah? That's a problem. What does the Rambam do with the Mishnah? So the Gemara has in Masechah Shabbos, and I think there are three prokim in the Tosefta in Shabbos about Darkei HaAmori. What's included in the Chukas Hakum? The Tosefta says when you put a red string, like you go to Kever Ochi, put a red string. So the Tosefta says when you have a Chut Odom, that's Darkei HaAmori, and a whole list of things that are Darkei HaAmori. The Gemara says, "I'm a sape koimi." If you take a haircut like the Hare Krishna, like the loonies, so that's an isa darke hamari. So nonetheless, the Gemara says that shall beis Rebbe hitiu le sape koimi. Rebbe's family were kroivim la malchus. They had to go to Rome all the time to negotiate with the Roman government. So the Chachamim permitted them to take such a crazy haircut to look like the of the Avodah Zarah, look like the goyim, even though it's an isa chukasakum. So many Rishonim say the fact that Shal Beis Rebbe Hitiv L'Sapikayim is a right that it's only the Rabban. If it will be an Issa Deraisa, how are you matir? Because the guy's in politics, so he's allowed to dress like a goy. But the Rambam writes that it's an Issa Deraisa. The Rambam writes, I'm a Sapikayim. If you take a haircut like this, it's Chukas Hakam Deraisa. So if it's Deraisa, so how can you be matir, a politician? So the Kesem Mishnah, yes, the Kashani has two terutzim. The one teretz he gives is that whatever is necessary for politics is safik pikuach nefashos. That's what Medinas Yisrael holds. The government has the Mechal Shabbos and they give non-kosher meals. They hold like that Kesem Mishnah. Whatever is necessary for the Medina, everything is a safik sakana, safik political tzarachim. They're allowed to have the the machinery working on Shabbos, everything you're allowed to do. Everything is suffix sakana. No? That's a psashver heter, what the Kesem Mishnah writes. Then the Kesem Mishnah has another teretz, that since it's not mufurish in the pasuk, it just says, L'sechol b'chukas ha'goy, b'chukas ha'im l'selecha, you have a few psukim like that. If it's unclear, so it's like, misar ha'kosav el ha'chachamim. It's up to the ha'chachamim to be kaveh, to determine what's included, what's not included. So if the ha'chachamim feel that they want to be matir, so they have a right to be matir. So that's what some say over here, that even though there's no suffix sakana here by the chaya, or by the kala, by the melech, there's no suffix sakana at all. But nonetheless, since it doesn't say, he says, Yenisim es nafshe sechem, doesn't say what. And the stronger mashmoah says it goes on achil ushtiyah. That's why the chorus only goes on achil ushtiyah. And the others, the Torah Shabbat Peh claims that they're included. So since it's lamasar kasa ala chachamim, so they had the right to be mekel. It's a very shver teretz. Why? That's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a whole essay. I can understand they determine, is it included, is it not included? But once they said that Masapi Kami is included, so it should only be Mutab, Makam Sakanas Nefosha, Safik Sakana. How do they have the right to say it's included, it's an Issa Deraisa, but still it's Mutab to be Masapi Kami if you work in politics, even though there's no Sakana, even though there's no Safik Sakana? How can they be Matar over here? Sashvera Terence. Other Rishonim give a different teretz. The Tosfos Rishonim gives a different teretz. They want to say yes, rechitz and sicha are in issa deraisa, but menatoritz only also rechitz is kolaguf, or sicha's kolaguf. Sicha's miktzas menaguf is only the rabbanon. So here the kala rechetz is panel. She doesn't take a shower. She just washes her face. So the chosen should see how good looking she is. The melech washes his face. He doesn't take a bath. He doesn't take a shower. And Yeah, if you say like that, the Achrayim ask a kasha on that. How do you answer Nila Sasanda? That's a good kasha. It's not a suffix sakana. Achrayim have a kasha on this teretz that the Tosfos Rishonim says, if rechitzus kol aguf is an issa deraisa, so rechitzus miktzus min aguf should be chatzishir asman atara. That's a machlokes, the first daf in the last perek in Yuma. What about chotzi shir? On Yom Kippur, the shir for achila and the shir for shtiyah is different from kala terkula. By macholas asuris, the shir achila is always kazayas, and here it's more than a kazayas. Here it's kosevis agasa, which is bigger than kazayas. And the shir shtiyah and kala terkula is a question: how much do you have to drink that it should be considered drinking? Is it kazayas? Is it revias? It's a question in Rishonim: how much? But over here, it's a maloy lugmav, which is more than a revius. Maloy lugmav is less than a revius. Again, it's rov revius by an adam beinan, yeah. So the shir achila is bigger than a kazayas. Kosevas agas is bigger than a kazayas. And the maloy lugmav is smaller than a revius. So the shir achila shtiyah on Yom Kippur doesn't correspond to the shir achila shtiyah by macholas asuris and kol atarkula. Because here it's not really an iser achila shtiyah, it's an iser, it's a mitzvah the inisem, and nefesh shalosuun. So the Gemara says, kim luhu l'rabbanon. The Rabbanon established that this is how much you have to eat and drink in order to have yisuvi daita, in order that it should be a violation of the inisem. So the Gemara has a machlek, zabiyach and reish lakish. What would you say if a person violates an iser to the extent of a chotzi shir? Is that an Issa deraisa, an Issa derabbanan? So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that it's an Issa deraisa. The Chasam Sefer has in his Chidushim on Yuma, on his daf, why did they quote this Machlek Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish punkt over here? Why didn't they quote it in a normal place? By eating Macholas Asur, eating Trefus, where they're eating Chatzishir is Asurna. So he says, because one would have argued the point and said that it only makes sense to say like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzishir Asman Atara, by Treif of food, because the food is Taka Treif. So bottom line, you're eating chatzishir, should be awesome in our Torah. But on Yom Kippur, the whole din is v'hinisem. And these are shiurim that ha-chachamim kimluhu, the chachamim established these shiurim, that by eating a kosevis agasa, the shiur is different from kol tarkula. Achila, it's larger than a kazayis, and shtiyah is smaller than a revius. It's different, because that's to do with yisuvidaita. So the, one could have argued the point that there is no chatzishir in yisuvidaita. It doesn't make sense to say over here chatzishir asman atara. Maybe Rabbi Yechon holds in Kol HaTorah Kula. Chatzis Shira Asa Min HaTorah, but on Yom Kippur should have been Mutter. Because there's no Chatzis Shira Vissuvi Daita. So that's a Chiddush, that the Gemara Shtel Zavek, the Machlek is over here. You should know that Rabbi Yechon holds that Chatzis Shira Asa Min HaTorah, even on Yom Kippur. Even though there's room to ding Zahana. So that's the Kasha, the Achronim is. No, Reish Lakish holds in Kol HaTorah Kula Chatzis Shira is Mutter. Right. According to Reish Lakish, Kol HaTorah Kula is the same. According to Rabbi Yechon, they both hold. Everything is the same. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's always an Issa Deraisa. And according to Reish Lakish, it's never an Issa Deraisa. The Yerushalmi and Trumas discuss maybe Reish Lakish is made by Truma. If you got, a Zar is going to eat Truma, Chatzis Shira, maybe that's a bitl mitzvasa. Maybe he's a violation of mishmeres trumaisai, because truma is not, you're not supposed to be mevatle b'mitzvasa. So maybe even a chatzis shir, it's not a chatzis shir asman atora of zar lo yechol ki kodeshem. He's not in violation of that. That's mutter min atora according to Reish Lakish. Then maybe it's in violation of mishmeres trumaisai. Okay, that's Yerushalmi and Trumas has that discussion. So this is what Achrayim is. Kaka and the Tosfos Yerushalmi say that Rechitza is an Issa deraisa, only if Rechitza is kol aguf. Just to wash the face, only mikzas min aguf, that's only an Issa derabbanan, and that's why they can be makel by the kala and by the melech. Why shouldn't it be chatzis shira asa min haTorah? So the answer, the pashtus, is a very simple answer. The Meiri has such a comment on Daf Gimel of Masech HaShabbos. If you carry dal an amis b'shus harabim, that's a melacha deraisa. If you carry two amis b'shus harabim, that's mutter min haTorah for sure, and many hold it's even mutter min haRabbanan. We carry less than dalar amos. We carry pachas mi dalar amos. To carry, pick something up, put it down 3 amos away, pick it up again, put it down 3 amos away. So I carried it 6 amos, but I did a trick, I made a hanoch in between. So bottom line, I carry dalar amos. So that's called pachas mi dalar amos. So if they carry pachas, that's beferish also mi haRabbanan. But to carry pachas mi dalar amos, there's a machlokes of Rishonim whether there's an isa deRabbanan, and many hold it, it's at the gomer. It's mutter to pick something up and put it down 2 amos away in the Rishus HaRabbim. So the Meiri asked the Kasha, why don't you say Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah? So he said, that's not Chatzi Shir, that's Chatzi Malocha. If he carried less than Dalar Amos, that's not, it's a different kind of a Shir. The Ragachover has such a coined an expression. There's a Shir Mitztarif and a Shir Nekudah. There's a Shir Mitztarif Chazer. Chazer is Chazer less than a Kazayis also. Just you don't get Malkus unless you eat so much of a volume of a kazayis. That's a sheer mitzvah. You have to keep on eating and eating and eating until you reach a point of a kazayis. So there Rabbi Yochanan says correctly, a chatzis shir is asman haTorah. But carrying dalar amos b'shus harabim is not that carrying 2 amos is a shtikal avera, carrying a little more is a little more an avera, and that's the avera b'shleimusa. The avera doesn't get off the ground, it doesn't begin to be an avera, unless he carried dalar amos. That's what he calls a sheer nekuda. You need the sheer in order to reach a certain point. And less than that, you don't have the point. You have nothing. It's not like chazer. The chazer is chazer. From sheish is made breishes, the chazer was chazer. It was also achila. Just that ain't achila p'chus mikazayis. You have to eat so much that there should be a shir achila. So you only say chatzis shir asman haTorah if it's a shir mitztarif. Whenever it's a shir nekuda, so then it doesn't make sense. You can't say chatzis shir asman haTorah. So that's what the Rishonim say. There's a bath and a shower. And then as you're washing your face, what are you going to say? Washing your face is a chatzis shir of the shower. It's a different word. One is a shower and one is washing your face. In English it's different. This is called the shower and this is called washing your face. So that's in halacha also. You can't say chatzis shir asa min haTorah. Washing your face is a chatzis shir of rechitzas kol aguf. Rechitzas kol aguf is it's a shir nekuda. It doesn't make sense to say chatzis shir asa min haTorah.
Doesn't Rashi in Shabbos apply it to Bishol? Chatzis shir applied it to
Right. Why?
Because a
nice bishul.
Plus,
for
that, you haven't done anything.
Why haven't you done anything? If you cook a little bit, you did bishul. Why not? Why not? Huh?
It's different from havara.
Yeah, havara. If you carry less than dalar amos, you didn't do anything. But if bishul, if you cooked a little bit, that's you did bishul, but you didn't do enough bishul. To be chayv misa, to be chayv kares, you have to have a gregarious, you have to cook a certain minimum amount.
Isn't a shira even like a shira nekuda? In other words,
shira by one?
Shira ino. In other words, if the shira is gregarious,
that's what the Chasam Sofer says. One would have said that even Rabbi Yechonah should agree on Yom Kippur that it's a shvi'a shir nekuda. So it doesn't make sense to say chatzis shir asmato. So the answer is, in addition to the isa inui, it's an isa achila shtir. The two isurim on Yom Kippur. An isa achila shtir. Let's say a person, for some reason or another, ate on Yom Kippur. So if he's going to continue fasting, he's not going to accomplish anything. He already ate a whole meal. Someone held the gun to his head. He said, either eat or I shoot. So pikuach nefesh doichen say he eats. So would you say, well, he already broke his fast, so he's allowed to eat the rest of the day? You say, no, what does it help? He broke his fast. So he won't accomplish inui. But still, it's an isa achila shtir. So we assume even, not only on Yom Kippur, we assume even on the other taneisim, if a person ate by mistake, he's not allowed to continue eating because there's an isa achila shtir, even though it's not going to accomplish. Inisim esnav shesech. Yeah. There is a Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim. Some want to make a machlokes Rashi in the Rashbam. He quotes from Rashi and Shabbos on Daf Ayin Hey, Ayin Dalet. Rashi and Shabbos writes that there's a din of chatzis shira asmanatar even by Bishul on Shabbos. So some recent Sfarim want to say that the Rashbam disagrees. Because the Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim writes that if you carry chatzis shira on Shabbos, there's a series of Mishnayos, goes on more than a whole perek. Whatever you carry on Shabbos has to have a shir. If you carry wood, it needs a minimum shir. Carry metal, has a different minimum shir. Carry paper, carry sand, carry glass, carry food, Michael Behema, Michael Odom. Each item has a different shir, how much you have to carry for Shabbos. So let's say I carried something, pachas mikishir. The food, the item that I carry is smaller than the minimum size shir I carry on Shabbos. So the Rashbam writes that it's potter because malachas machshavas hasvater. Whenever there's a lack of malachas machshavas, it means that it's not an isa deraisa. You can't have an isa deraisa if you're lacking malachas machshavas. So some wanted to say, you see, it's a machlokes Rashi in the Rashbam. That the Rashbam holds that when you do a malacha less than a shear, it's a lack of malachas machshavas, it's mutam and atara. And Rashi doesn't hold from this malachas machshavas. Rashi says that if you cook less than a shir, it's a chatzi shir asmanatar. The truth of the matter is the Rashbam is innocent, he's just quoting on Gemara. It's a beferish Gemara in Zvachim. The Rashbam always writes barichas there on Bava Basra, and usually he's quoting Gemara. So this is an offering Gemara right before Azel Mekoyma. So the Perek, right before Azel Mekoyma, I think it's Perek Beishamai. So the last shtick of the Gemara says beferish like that. That if you carry on Shabbos and the item that you carry, the food or the wood or the metal is less than a shear, it's a lack of malachas machshavas. So the Prima Godim says, by all other malachas, he thinks that the shear is not needed midin malachas machshavas. He thinks it's only a din in haitzah, because haitzah is a malacha gruahi. Haitzah shouldn't be a malacha at all. You're not creating anything new. You're just changing the location from one place to the other. So it's a chiddush that haitzah is a malacha bichlal. So if you carry less than a shear, the item that carried less than a shear, so that's a lack of malachas machshavas. But by all the other 38 malachas, well, it's a normal malacha. So even if you do the malacha less than a shear, Rashi says that it's a chatzi shear, is also manatur. Rashi is not going to argue with the Rashbam. Rashbam is quoting a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Zvachim. The last Gemara in Perek Beishamai, right before Izel Mekayma. That's an often a Gemara. If a person eats less than a kashir, Rabbi Yechonah agrees it's not chayv koris. You only chayv koris if you eat a shir. Let's say a person b'shoigeg. A person eats b'shoigeg al Yom Kippur. So is he chayv achatos or not? So if he ate kashir, he's chayv achatos. So if he ate less than a kashir, he's not chayv achatos. That's why the common practice is, the Gemara has a whole sugi here in the last perek in Yuma, that's a person is in a concentration camp, Rachmana Litzlan, and they give him chazah to eat, and they give him a tray for food. Is he allowed to eat it? Is he allowed to eat it? Of course he's allowed to eat it. Because nefesh is decha kola tarakula. He's allowed to eat it. There was a machlokes. Some held that there were rabbonim held that the Nazis was a shas hashmad lahavar al adas. That was a big machlokes during the Second World War. Whenever the goy is miskaven lahavar al adas, then the din is yehorig val yavar. Even if it's bitzina, when you do an avera b'frahesia and the kavan is la'abra al-adas, then it's yahorig v'ayav. So that was a big machlekes. They killed other minorities also. They didn't only kill the Jewish people. They killed other minorities. So was this just that they were crazy? They wanted to kill all the minorities and only the German race will survive? Or did they have something out against the Jewish religion also? Was it miskaven la'abra al-adas? So there were many rabbanim said that they're not allowed to eat the treifa food in the concentration camps because it was a shas hashmad la'havra al adas. Then later on they printed the Hitler's drosha that he gave in the Congress there. What do they call it? The Reichstag, whatever they call it. So in his drosha he says his war against the Jews is a war against the Jewish religion, that he doesn't like the God of the Jewish people. He holds that power is very important, and the Jewish people are goody-goodies. They don't hold from power so much. So some said, you see, that it was a war against the Jewish religion, against the God of the Jewish people. Anyway, but Lamaisa, most of the people did eat the treifa food in the concentration camps. One of the Gedolim, Paskin, the one who wrote the Mikdash David, Rav David Rappaport, he died from malnutrition in a concentration camp. He paskened for the others that they're allowed to eat the treifa food, but he didn't have the heart to eat it, so he died from malnutrition. You're not allowed to do that. If you're allowed to eat it, you have to. You're mechuyev to eat it. That's called suicide. The Rambam says you're not allowed to be machmir, but that's what it was. So he died from malnutrition. So let's say they give you treifa food to eat. So some of the treifa food is chazer, and some of it is chelev. So chelev is an isekaris, and chazer an isalav. So if you need everything to save your life, you got no choice. But let's say you only need one portion. So should you eat chazer, should you eat chelev? So the Gemara says, achilamosa hakala kal tchila. When a person has a suffix sakana, he has to save his life by eating some non-kosher food. So it's better to eat an isalav is lower isa. Tevel is misa b'dei shemayim, is more chomer than Allah, but it's less chomer than koris. And to eat chayla v'dam is koris, so that's more chomer than eating tevel. So the Gemara gives you a whole list of akal akal tchilo by various macholas asuras, which is less of an isa than which. And then in Hilchas Shabbos you have a lot of dinim. Doctors and nurses, when they have to be machal Shabbos for a patient, so they should try to minimize as much as possible to try to make it into a din derabbanan, into an isa derabbanan, rather than an isa deraisa. And then a dinim derabbanan, there are different madregas. Some isurim derabbanan are more chomer than others. So you have to, you know, all the dinim. When is it called? What's called hakala kal tchilim? So that's the common psak. It's usually assumed like that, that on Yom Kippur, if a person has a suffix sakana, he has to eat. An old sick person has to eat on Yom Kippur, otherwise he may die from fasting. So there's no midas chasidus, you're not allowed to fast. And the sefer Isa Beheter, there's a sefer Isa Beheter horach by the Rabbeinu Yoina Ashkenazi. It's not the same Rabbeinu Yoina who was mechutn of the Ramban. The Rabbeinu Yoina who wrote to Shari Tshuva, he was a Sephardi. Yeah, Rabbeinu Yoina Gerundi lived in Gerundi. That's in Spain. This Rabbeinu Yoina Ashkenazi, he only quotes Rashi and Tosfos. He never quotes anybody from the Chacham Misvar. So this Rabbeinu Yoina, he said, they had to quote every page in Yeridei, Chelgal. They quote every single page, they quote from the Rabbeinu Yoina in the Yisra Behetta. So he has Hilchas Basel B'Chalav, Hilchas Treifas, Hilchas Shchita, Macholos Asuras. Then he has Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh. He has one whole chapter in Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh. So he writes, there was one Bala Tosfos who was deathly sick, who refused to eat on Yom Kippur. The doctors told him if he fasts, for sure he's going to die. And if he eats, there's a chance that he may survive. So he held that ain't Safik Maitzin Vevada. Since he's Vadai, deathly sick, he's going to die. And the doctor said, maybe if you eat, maybe you'll survive. So that's the Lashon that they quote. That he held ain't Safik Maitzin Vevada, he's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. And as predicted, he died. And all the Bala Tosfos held that he did shalai kedin, that he wasn't allowed to fast on Yom Kippur. Whenever there's a suffix hakonas nefashis, you're supposed to eat on Yom Kippur. Not about a parava, a chumra. So the shaila is if a person has to eat on Yom Kippur, but it's not really necessary that he should eat a whole meal b'vasachas. He can eat a little bit now, wait 15 minutes, eat a little bit later, wait 15 minutes, eat a little bit later. They'll eat as much as they would eat if it would all be a whole big meal together. but he's doing it pachas pachas mikashir. Every time he's eating a chatzi shir, and he doesn't eat the rest, tokadachilos pras. So chatzi shir asim and antar, but there's no koris. And if he eats the whole meal together, then it's asim and antar with koris. So based on the Gemara, the machilim osa akal akal chila, should always try to make the avera as small as possible for the purposes of pikoch nefesh. So that's the common practice that all the rabbanim insist that the choydosh sheish besakana should eat pachas pachas mikashir. And in Valojin, the practice was not so. The Netziv writes, Valojin lasted for 90 years. So the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva the last 39 years. That's very unusual, to be the president of a university for 39 years, president of an institution. And he was not a direct descendant. He married the granddaughter of Rav Chaim. He married Rav Bitzel of Valojin's daughter. So they were direct descendants who tried to kick him out. And he succeeded in remaining. They show you that picture of the Netziv with the glassy eyes, with the long payas and everything. Looks like a holy man looking into the stars, you know. But he survived many attempted coups. He must have been a man of the world. He knew how to retain his job there. So when he joined the yeshiva, he was a little boy. He came before Bar Mitzvah. He came to learn in Valojin. So the Nachlas David was still alive. Nachlas David was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Valojin. He wrote the sefer Nachlas David on Bava Metziah. Everybody uses on Bava Metziah. He gave shurim. Nachlas David gave shurim. He was invited by Rav Chaim Valojin to give shurim in the yeshiva during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Valojin. So the Nachlas David told the Netziv that Rav Chaim Valojin used to paskin that by Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona he just eats a regular meal. Why? Because the Magen Mishnah, the Mechaber quotes the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos. Magen Mishnah writes on the Rambam, when you have a chole, when you want to prevent a person from getting sick and dying on Shabbos, you have to minimize as much as possible. But if the person already is a chole sheyesh bo sakana, he's deathly sick, and he has to eat on Shabbos in order, he has to eat on Yom Kippur, he has to do a malach on Shabbos in order to save his life. So then the Magen Mishnah says, based on the Rambam, you do kol tzarachav, you treat it like a regular weekday, and you don't only do what's necessary for the sake of pikoch nefesh. So he said, if the person isn't sick yet, and you want to prevent them from becoming sick, so you should tell him to eat pachas pachas mikashir, if you're afraid he may become a chodesh she'esh b'sakon. If it's a chodesh she'ein b'sakon, if there's no sakon at all, then there's no head to teet on Yom Kippur, even pachas mikashir. Pachas mikashir is an isa deraisa, it's only mut if there's a suffix sakon. Suffix sakon does mean he's going to drop dead today on Yom Kippur. One man told me that his first wife died, and then he remarried. So he tells me that when his first wife was deathly sick, so the rabbis asked the doctors if she'll fast on Yom Kippur, will she die? So the doctor said no. So the rabbi said she should fast. They said it was a misunderstanding. The doctors thought, will she drop dead on the spot? So they said, no, she's not going to die on Yom Kippur. But he says it's clear that she died months earlier than she would have because she was weakened from fasting on Yom Kippur. That's also called suffix sakana. Suffix sakana doesn't mean going to drop dead on the spot. Some people think that you never have to fast on Yom Kippur because it's always a suffix sakana. Fast on Yom Kippur, you'll die a day earlier. Instead of living to 120, you live to 119 and 353 days. You won't live out. If that were the case, the Torah would never have given us a din that you have to fast on Yom Kippur. To extend your life for 1 minute is also called pikoch nefesh. Extend your life for a day is also called pikoch nefesh. It's not pikoch nefesh only if the death is imminent, you're going to die right now. Whenever there's a suffix that in the long term, the person is going to weaken his body and is going to die earlier, that's also called the suffix akonis nefashis. So that's what Rav Chaim Valojin had distinguished based on the Magen Mishnah. If a person is healthy and you're afraid if he's going to fast the whole day, he may go into a sakona. So then suffix sakona. So then you have meat pachas pachas b'kishir because machilim asa akala kal tchila. To eat less than a shir is less than an aver than to eat a full shir. But if the person already is a chaydosh yesh b'sakona, he is deathly sick, and the doctors say if he'll eat, there's a chance that he'll survive. For sure he'll survive. So then you should tell him, then the Magen Mishnah says, you eat regular meals. So that's how the psak in the yeshiva was from the days of Rav Chaim Valojin. That was the psak in the yeshiva in the city. Rav Chaim Valojin was the Rav in the city also. Rav Soloveitchik says it's over from his grandfather, Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim got it from the Netziv, who got it. Chaim married the granddaughter of the Netziv. So he got it from the Nachlas. That was from Rav Chaim Aloshina. That was the Psak HaMakubal in the yeshiva. So Rav Velvel Soloveitchik writes it up in his Sefer on the Rambam, also as if his father discovered America, as if Rav Chaim was the one who passed like that. That was a Psak HaMakubal in yeshiva. The Netziv writes like that in his commentary on the Shiltas. He wrote the commentary on the Shiltas before Rav Chaim was born. He wrote it as a teenager, way before Rav Chaim came on the scene. It's a very good kasha. It's a very good kasha. But still, that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Magen Mishnah, that a chodesh esh b'sakana, also lo kol tzorochav. So the Mishnah Berurah is very unhappy there in Hilchos Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah has a long dir halacha where he has six or seven kashas from all over the place against the Magen Mishnah. He doesn't see why we should pass him like the Magen Mishnah. Rav Velvel Soloveitchik quotes the terutzim kasha by kasha. He answers every single kasha with this distinction: is the person healthy, but you're afraid if you won't be Mechal Shabbos, he may become Mechal Mesukan, or he already is a Mechal Mesukan, and you want to save his life? The Magen Mishnah only applies when he already is a Mechal Mesukan. So he says this answers all the kashas. Rav Velvel writes it as if Rav Chaim was the first one who gave this psak, and he says they all ganged up against Rav Chaim. Everybody was upset. Why is he so mekel? And my father Rav Chaim said, "I'm not mekel. I'm machmer. I'm machmer hilchas bikoch nefesh." The Mechaber quotes the Magen Mishnah that you do kol tzarachov. So kol tzarachov for the choyla on Yom Kippur means that you should eat a regular meal. I don't know. The common psak is not so. Even though you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says that also. Mishnah Berurah has this distinction. People skim over the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says you eat pachas mikashir by yoledes, because most yoldos are not going to die from starvation. That's a far-fetched suffix, sakana. But if it's a real chayda mesukan, then he says you eat the regular meal. Mishnah Berurah quotes it also, but the common minig is not so. The common minig is that whenever there's a chayla, every chayla, where there's a suffix, sakana, so you tell them to eat pachas mikashir. The Gemara says, achila shtia, not mitztarfim. So you can have pachas mikashir, achila pachas mikashir, shtia together. But achila and achila mitztarfim, shtia and shtia mitztarfim. You have to make sure that you wait a little bit. That's a machlekes. What's the shir tzira for shtia? And the Chabad quotes machlekes, the Rambam and the Raiva. The Rambam says, the shir shtia is maloy lugmov. But the shir tziruv is tocha de achilas pras, and the ravid is masig. The ravid says by kol haTorah kula, where the shir shtia is revias, he says revias tocha de shtias revias, no pause at all. The shir of tocha de achilas pras, you have 12 times the time, 12 times the amount of time that you need to eat it. You can pause a lot. That's only by achila. By shtia, the ravid argues that. Like is the Rambam and the Rambam. So we usually machmer both for achila and shtia. You have to wait tuk the achilas pras. How long is achilas pras? That's a further machlokes. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chasam Sofer that it's 11 minutes. It's much less than 11 minutes. So that's a big chumer. The Stechemet quotes all the achrayim. It's much less than 11 minutes. The Menchas Chinuch quotes there's a machlokes if a person is drinking tea. How do you measure, let's say, revias, tok de shtias revias, tok de shtias revias of hot tea, or tok de shtias revias of room temperature tea? So that's a machlokes. But you see that everybody agrees that the shir is tea. So the Menchas Chinuch thinks that every michael has its own shir. Tok de achilas pras, if you're eating potatoes, so it's how long would it take to eat a pras of potatoes? If you're eating chicken, how long would it take to eat chicken? If you're eating dry bread, how long would it take to eat a pras of dry bread? You're eating moist bread, how long would it take? Each michael has its own shir. Zakanach samsavi give shir 11 minutes, 9 minutes, 11 minutes. What do you mean? Each michael has a different shir. But that's, everybody waits. Everybody takes the chumah. So they say, eat a little bit, and then wait 11 minutes, then eat a little bit more. That's pachas mikashir. So that's hakala kal tchila. When the choyla mesukan has to eat on Yom Kippur to save his life, so So we tell him, violate the Yisr Chatzis Shir rather than violate the Yisr Shir Shalem, because the Chatzis Shir has no Koris, and the Shir Shalem has the Koris. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. How is Rav Yankelevich? Someone said he's not feeling well.